And on one side, he had a little knob protruding that you could hold. And you'd hold it like this and take your flint, zip, 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 like that. And eventually you'd strike a spark that would ignite that tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you'd have to, take your piece of tinder and go blowing it against that light would splinter.
Mm-hmm.
Until the splinter caught. Then you could start your fire.
I see.
That was the old days.
Now my grandfather, in my boyhood days, when I got to where I could notice things like that, he kept matches, but it was the old style sulfur match. It wasn't our double dip matches like we have now. It was just one solid wad of phosphorus and sulfur on the end of a stick,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a match.
Mm-hmm.
But he had matches, but they were very economical with them. One match would light a fire for all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably were expensive. The phosphorus would be hard to come by.
Now, you told me a while ago you wanted me to inform you about some of the old methods. Now, there was another method. They would take paper, a strip of paper, and they'd start rolling it in a spiral, like this, right on down. And the old-time people called those spirals. The real name was spiral because it was rolled in a spiral pattern. And this end then was twisted like that. Now the olden housekeepers, housewives, kept. Have you got a spill rolled up there? Kept a supply of those spills or spirals.
It's a veil.
Oh yeah.
My mother
kept
anything from a dozen, from a half dozen up to a dozen of those spills in her spill holder on the mantle. Well, in days that was necessary to have fire all day long, fire was kept in the fireplace. My father would come in, he smoked a pipe, he'd get one of those spills and light it in the fireplace to light his pipe with. Saved a match. Get me?
I see.
Well, if he didn't burn all that spill off, he'd quench that out with his thumb and finger, put it back in there and save it for next time.
It's real economy.
They had to be.
Sure.
So that illustrates now that the old fire making, and ordinarily though, they had fire going. Unless it rained down the chimney to put it out, they had fire going in the old kitchen fireplace 365 days in the year. They banked the ashes over a bed of live coals, over hickory coals, and those coals would keep alive until they were ready to start another fire. Then they'd brush the ashes from over it and kindle them with a turkey feather fan. Take a wing fan, kept that hanging by the fireplace. They'd kill that then from the coals and start the fire to make meal with. See what I mean?
I see.
And they could cook some of the best food that ever I ate in my life on those old fireplaces.
I like.
Well, you want me to tell him something about the old.
As a matter of fact, I have some
spiders.
I have some questions on that.
Okay, well, let's go ahead.
All right.
Get over here. I don't want to be heard too much. You can't hear.